thank all of you here, including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Glover, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
Welcome back to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you so much for joining me this week. It's been a couple weeks since I've been behind the mic, but it's been very busy. We've been camping the last 2 weekends, and I'll be honest with you, I have not felt up to recording a show. And I think, unfortunately, we are at the point now where I have to tell every one of my listeners that it's going to be hit and miss for a while. Until we can get this thing under control, we can figure out what exactly is going on with me. I don't know from 1 week to the next whether or not I'll be able to do a show. We are doing our Halloween party this week, or this month, at the end of this month, so we are decorating very, very minimally. I mean, if you're a longtime listener of this show, you know that we decorate to the nines in this house. We have easily 80 to 120 people every year for our house for our Halloween party. I turn the club, or my garage, into a club. I DJ it, and it's just a great, great time, and we were not going to do it this year, but we've had so many people say, hey, please have the party this year. We'll help you decorate. So we're relying on that. Be honest with you, we've heard that before, and nobody showed up, so, you know, we're doing what we can. That's essentially what it is, but I will do my best to try and let you know prior to if there's going to be a show that week or not. The last couple weeks, it's been busy, and I haven't really felt up to it, I'll be honest with you. But in the intro, you heard Joe Biden, and you've probably heard this. I want to play it for you again and give you my thoughts on it, because there's something that, from the depths of my soul, I need to tell every one of my listeners. But before we get into that, I want to play it for you again. Listen to this. This is at a hunger convention, the first one since 1969 that the White House has basically promoted. And he's up there announcing the bipartisan support that had gone into this benefit. And he is looking for a certain congresswoman. And she's not there. We'll get into that in a second. Listen to this.
And I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Glover, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Joe, she's not going to be there. She's not going to be there. You know what's going on. Who he's referring to is Jackie Walorski, a Republican congresswoman from Indiana who on August 3rd was killed in an automobile accident. This accident, this death, was a highly publicized event. But on top of that, Joe Biden issued a statement. In it, he said she was respected by members of both parties for her work on the House Ways and Means Committee. This man talked about her death just over a month ago. And now he's wondering, where is Jackie? I didn't think she'd be here. Well, of course she's not going to be there. And that leads me to my first point on this show. I've said some pretty derogatory and mean things about Joe Biden. And listen, every one of them is true. Every one of them is true. But I heard this. And when I heard this, I literally almost cried for the man. I don't care what any of you think of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a horrific president. but he is a human being. I'm asking all my listeners, pray for this man. This man is not well at all. This man is not in any cognitive, in any way, shape, or form, cognitively, if that's even a word, able to do the job he is being put into place to do. He needs to be removed. And I know what that means. I know that means that Kamala Harris is the next president. But I mean, honestly, at this point, can it get worse? Do you really think it can get worse than a Joe Biden presidency? No. This man needs to be removed from office. But more so, we have to pray for this man. This man is not well. And I've said it before, and I've said it, I'll say it till I die. Shame on those who are putting him out in front of everybody. He looks ridiculous. He looks like a feeble old man. Doctor, and I put doctor in parentheses, she may have a doctorate, but she's not a doctor, Dr. Jill Biden, who the only thing she wants to do is remain first lady. She wants to be in the limelight. And the only way that's going to happen is if Joe's in the White House. She keeps pushing him out there. She keeps telling people, get him out there. The Democrat Party is handlers. Somebody has got to step forward. How many times have you heard a reporter ask a Democrat who is running for office, the reporter will ask the Democrat, would you vote for Joe Biden again? How many of those Democrats will not answer that question? More so than not, that happens. They will not answer that question. How many Democrats do you see asking Joe Biden to stump for them on the campaign trail? Nobody. Nobody wants Joe Biden on their campaign trail because it's radiation. It's nuclear if he does. Instead of not answering the question, someone has got to get to build up the gumption, got to have the cojones to say, if they're asked, would you vote for Joe Biden again? Somebody's got to say, you know, in light of what I'm seeing from this man, I voted for him the first time. I can't in good conscience vote for him again because he's not equipped to do the job anymore. He is not cognitively able to perform the duties of the President of the United States. So not only are we looking at a man just failing every single day, a little more every single day. It's like slowly watching someone die, and it's horrific. But look at what is happening to us on the world stage. Nobody takes us seriously anymore because why? Joe Biden's out there asking, hey, where's Jackie? When a month ago, you honored her after her death. If I'm Dr. Jill Biden, listen, you want to call yourself a doctor, play the role. If I'm Dr. Jill Biden, I'm looking at this going, this has gone too far. This is enough. We're not going to do this anymore. He needs to step down. How many times during Trump's presidency did we hear the Democrats threatening to invoke the 25th Amendment on Donald Trump? Donald Trump is running circles around this guy. Nobody is talking about it. The Republicans, and this is what worries me in October. Don't let the media tell you that the Republicans are losing ground. Don't let them tell you that there is a chance the Democrats could hold the House and Senate. There's no chance. Unless they get away with the cheating they did in 2020. But if the Republicans get into office, if they sweep their way through the House, if they get the Senate, if they control the House and the Senate, here's my worry. What are they going to do? Are they going to sit on their hands like they did for the first 2 years of Trump's presidency? They could have put things forth that would never have changed. We wouldn't be in this situation if the Republicans in office at that time were not so feckless. They have no backbone. They have no ability to stand up to these Democrats. They cower. They fear them. Makes me wonder what they have on them. So if the Republicans get into office, if they take the House and the Senate, or just the House, or maybe just the Senate in November, are they going to do anything? Or is it just going to be business as normal? We'll talk a big game to get your vote. It's kind of like the Democrats, in a way. The Democrats, every 4 years, Black Lives Matter. Be offended. I don't care. It's true. Every 4 years, Black Lives Matter. It happens to be an election year. You know, I rip on the Democrats all the time for just telling you what you want to hear prior to an election, and then once the election passes, they get into office, nothing changes. I can say the same thing about the Republicans. They're going to tell us, yeah, we'll impeach Biden. We're going to impeach Biden the first day in office when we take charge. Are you? Are you really? Or is it just going to be business as usual? Is it going to be, you know what? Yeah, I'm in Washington now. I got where I needed to be. Until the next election cycle comes around and you need the votes. Then it's, hey, I'm here for you. That's not how it works, people. We need to hold these people accountable. It's as simple as that. If they go out on the campaign trail to get our vote and tell us that they're going to do such and such, they're going to do such and such, and they get to Washington and nothing like that has been done, come next election cycle, they need to be held accountable. Because if that were the case, if we would hold these people accountable, we would be cycling through senators and representatives all the time, every election cycle, because these people don't care about us. They have no desire to do anything to help us out. They may want to make it look like they do, but they don't. And it's getting ridiculous. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about violence. Violence by a certain portion of the population. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
Have you thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and tell them W sent you.
Okay, we are constantly, as conservatives, as libertarians, as Republicans, whatever you want to call ourselves, we are constantly being told that we are the party of violence. We are the party of extremism. We're white supremacists. We're Nazis. But yet every time there's a mass shooting, every time there's violence, what does the person that's committing these crimes, what do they all have in common? They're a raging liberal is what that is. So I'm going to give you two examples, and I'm going to tell you that this is a disturbing trend. I want to give you two examples. One of them you may have heard about. The other one you may not have. They're all being perpetuated by raging liberals. I'm telling you right now, being a liberal, being a progressive, I've said it before, it is a mental disorder in your head. You're not supposed to think this way, but there are so many people that do. It is a mental illness. Case in point, a North Dakota man struck a teenager with his car because the two had a quote-unquote political argument. Shannon Brandt, 41, told police that he hit 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson with his vehicle because he thought he was part of a quote-unquote Republican extremist group. Now, that is according to an affidavit obtained by Fox News. Brandt admitted to striking the pedestrian with his car because he had a political argument with the pedestrian, according to the affidavit. Now, Ellingson died from his injuries. A breath test found Brandt's blood alcohol level above the legal limit. Now, during his pretrial, Brandt told the judge in his case that he doesn't understand the charges against him and he objected to the bail amount. He said, I have a life. I have a family. Well, here's my question, Shannon. that 18-year-old child you mowed down because he disagreed with you, he had a life. He never had a chance to have a family. Now, the most sickening, well, not most sickening, but one of the most sickening things about this is this piece of crap, Shannon Brand, was released on $50,000 bail. This man who purposely and maliciously mowed down, ran over an 18-year-old kid because that 18-year-old kid had different views than him, he admitted to it. He's released on $50,000 bail. There are people that get busted for marijuana. Those people are given more bail. In other words, they're in order to get out of jail, they have to put up more bail money than this piece of crap. This is a disturbing trend. Remember the Republican softball game that Representative Scalise was shot at? Who was that? That was a Democrat. Purposely targeting Republicans. How many times during the summer of 2020 did we see these left-wing progressive radicals, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, how many times did we see them burning cities and killing people all across the country? How many times are pro-life clinics bombed, destroyed, vandalized? You don't hear about it. But if a abortion clinic is vandalized, oh my gosh, it's front page news. And I'm not condoning that. I'm not saying go ahead and vandalize an abortion clinic. Listen, if abortion is legal in your state, they have the right to be there. If you don't like it, move out of the state. It's as simple as that. This is how this country works. It's worked for over 200 years. This is the longest running form of government in the history of the planet. It's been working this long. Now all of a sudden it doesn't work. It's because people want power. The only way they can get power, people can't stay in power with the government we have. And it was designed that way. But if you change the government, they can stay in power. They can just change the rules to benefit themselves, which is exactly what they're doing. So we have this 41-year-old idiot that decided to kill an 18-year-old kid because his views didn't match his own views. This 18-year-old's views were different than this 41-year-old adult. And then we're going to move to Michigan. Michigan authorities have filed criminal charges against a man accused of shooting an elderly woman campaigning against abortion rights in the shoulder while she argued with his wife last week. Richard Harvey, 74, says he accidentally shot Joan Jacobson, who was 84, as she campaigned on his doorstep. Richard Allen Harvey, again, 74, had publicly claimed it was an accident when he shot the 84-year-old woman, but prosecutors from Ionia, Michigan, charged him Friday with one count each of assault with felonious assault, that's weird, careless discharge of a gun causing injury, and reckless use of a firearm. Now, this, according to the media, is a case that appears to serve as an example, an extreme example of how heated the debate surrounding abortion in the U.S. can become. Now, according to investigators, the woman who was shot was volunteering with an organization named Right to Life, and she was going door to door asking voters to oppose Michigan's Proposition 3. Now, apparently on September 20th, Miss Jacobson ended up at the Harvey household in Lake Odessa, Michigan. Now, the Harveys later told local television news station WOOD, Wood, awesome, that the woman, Joan Jacobson, was arguing with his wife, who supports abortion rights. The couple told Jacobson she was trespassing and she should leave, but Jacobson refused. Now, again, this is according to Harvey. Harvey eventually emerged from a barn at his home with a .22 caliber rifle belonging to his wife, aimed at a pine tree out front, and fired a warning shot. This is not the thinking of a normal person. You don't go and fire warning shots on an 84-year-old woman. Then, without thinking, he said, he tried to use the rifle to club away the clipboard that the volunteer was holding, fearing he would hit Harvey's wife with it. Now, according to Harvey, one of his fingers accidentally pulled the rifle's trigger, and the ensuing shot hit the volunteer in the right shoulder. "It went off," Harvey said of the rifle he had pulled. "It was an accident." Jacobson received medical treatment for her wound after driving herself to a nearby police department. She told WOOD that she was peaceful throughout the conversation with Harvey and his wife, Sharon. Jacobson said she was walking away when she was alarmed to see Harvey coming up to her while holding a rifle. She said, "The thing I noticed most was that he had a gun, and it was a big gun. It was a long barrel, and by the time that registered in my brain, I heard a shot and I felt some pain." Authorities did not immediately charge Harvey with a crime, but that changed after an investigation from the Michigan State Police and the Ionia County Prosecutor's Office. The most serious of the charges against Harvey was felonious assault, which can carry up to 4 years in prison. That's it. A judge arraigned Harvey on Friday. His bail was set at $10,000. For trying to kill somebody, you get out at $10,000. This is crazy. Does this strike anybody with fear? I mean, this is after the President of the United States came on television on September 1st and used a national speech on quote-unquote unity to say that MAGA Republicans spread fear and lies and are committed to destroying American democracy. He called MAGA Republicans extremists. He called them essentially terrorists. And all of this happens after his speech. Do you not think that this man, this rhetoric, is fanning the flames of this anarchy? The liberals of this country have lost their minds. They've absolutely lost their minds. They think it's okay to kill anybody or hurt anybody that disagrees with them, and that's not how this works. But listen, they're not being helped by the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is telling them, you go meet them. You go confront them. Our president is calling us, people that believe in freedom, in the Constitution, we that believe that America is the most incredible place that has ever existed on this planet at any time during its history, known history, we are being victimized. We are being called extremists. We are being singled out for violence. This Democrat Party is what happens. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm saying that a lot on these shows. It's all coming true. There is going to come a point where someone is going to say, I've had enough. I've had enough. Kyle Rittenhouse, he's had enough. He went to save some people. He went to save some businesses, and these idiot liberal progressives, communists, if you will, they were out to get him. They wanted to kill him. He shot people. He killed people. You know what? There is going to be a war happening in this country. And you know why? It's the Democrat Party. It is not the Republican Party. We do not want war. We do not want to fight, physically fight with the other side. I personally can take it if somebody has an opinion different than mine. I may not like it, but I'm not going to. The thought never crosses my mind to kill that person. But apparently, if you're on the left, if you're a communist, a socialist, a progressive, a liberal, that's the first thought that comes in your mind is, I need to kill this person. This is not the end of this story. The end is going to be civil war. I am firmly convinced on this because this is where our government, the Democrats, they are pushing us toward this. They want us to fight. They want to be able to use the military against their own people to show them that they cannot be beaten, that we should fall in line. That is the next step. Listen, look at 1930s, 40s Germany. They're following the playbook. This is why history is so important. You have to learn from it. You cannot destroy history. If you destroy history, you're going to let it repeat again because you didn't know what happened before. If you know that in 1930s, 1940s Germany, that the government took control and it went against its people and killed millions of its own people, then you would not let that repeat again. But the Democrats are hell-bent on destroying history so they can repeat Nazi Germany. All right, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we are going to hear from Dr. Kumar, a Planned Parenthood doctor who has an interesting take on men. That's all I'm going to say. So sit back, relax. You're really going to have to open your mind this next segment. This is The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
It's a dark, scary night, and I'm going trick-or-treat, and it's getting so damn cold the rain is turning to sleet, and my bag is empty, so I gotta knock on some more doors, but I'm so damn wet, I'm getting cold right to the core. I walk up to the steps and give the door a couple knocks, and they open it up, and my bag, they put a couple rocks. The old lady
starts... Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
Every time I'm trick-or-treating, they just steal my bag. It seems like every door I knock upon, there is a hag. Just once I want an open door and see a pretty girl. She'll smile at me and understand that candy is my world. She'll take my bag and fill it right on up until the top.
Alrighty, so if you noticed, I'm playing some Halloween songs. Why? Because Halloween is officially a month away. 31 days. Actually, 30 now because I'm recording this late on October 1st. So that means after this show, we will be running shows that are nothing but paranormal. So if you have any paranormal encounters, if you want to hear anything paranormal, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. And I will give you your story to all of our listeners. So, with that being said, let's move on with the last segment of this show. So, there was a hearing, and Representative Clyde, a Republican, he had this question. He asked this question to a Planned Parenthood doctor, Dr. Kumar. I can't believe what I'm just about to hear. Nor should you. Listen to this.
We're talking about science. Let's talk about biology. And let's just keep it real simple. Just two yes or no questions. And this is for Dr. Kumar. Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Can biological men become pregnant and give birth? So are you saying that a biological female who identifies as a man and therefore becomes pregnant is, quote, a man? Is that what you're saying?
These questions about who can become pregnant are really missing the point. I'm here to talk
about
what's
happening
in Texas.
This is me asking a question and you answering. I'm asking the question, sir, not you.
Right, and I'm answering the question. Somebody with a uterus may have the capability of becoming pregnant, whether they're a woman or a man. That doesn't make a difference.
Okay, we're done.
Not every person with a uterus has the ability to become pregnant.
Let me tell you, if a person has a uterus and is born as born female, they are a woman.
Okay. I want to hit on a point there. First off, what in the hell is going on in this world right now? This is a supposed doctor who, for all intents and purposes, has been educated very, very, very well. He's gone through numerous years of school, and this idiot is telling us that men can get pregnant. But then he says anyone with a uterus can get pregnant. Boys and girls of the class that are listening today, What gender of our species is the only one to have a uterus? I'm waiting. Yes, thank you. Women. Women are the only one in our species, the human race. Women have a uterus. Men do not. So what does that tell you? That tells you men cannot get pregnant. Now, you can say, well, trans men can get pregnant, but you know what? That's not a man. That is not a biological man. That is a woman who wants to be a man, so she's taking hormone therapy to turn into a man. But guess what? You still have your woman parts. You may identify as a man. You may look like a man, but guess what? When you die and your body gets buried up hundreds and thousands of years later, guess what? They're going to look at you and say, this was a woman. You know why? Because women have broader hips. They have hips that are designed for childbirth. Men do not have that. And here's my biggest issue. The Democrats were the party all during the pandemic saying, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. When we follow the science and say, there's two genders, male and female. No, that's not true. You have trans men. You have men that want to become, or women who want to become men. They're still women if they have a uterus. If they were born a woman, they can get pregnant. If you are born a man and want to transition into a woman, guess what? You cannot get pregnant. The fact that this doctor, and I say that just lightly, the fact that this doctor is telling this representative, and the representative's getting pissed. I mean, he's just like, oh my God, we're done. In other words, he should have just said, are you effing kidding me, you idiot? We're done. For that doctor to tell the world, yes, there are men that can get pregnant. No. This is me flipping over my new leaf. You know, 6 months ago, I was trying to be really cordial. I didn't want to rock the boat. I mean, I'd say things that would piss people off. But now, I don't care. I'm following Matt Gaetz. Be offended. If you don't like it, be offended. I was offended my whole life. And you know what? It didn't bother me. I didn't want to kill anybody. When I grew up, there were two genders, male, female. Guess what gender was able to reproduce through childbirth? It was a female. Now, in the 80s, in the 90s, you still had women that wanted to transition to men. You still had men that wanted to transition to women. But guess what? They're still men. There's still women. Oh, my God. I Joe Biden out. Oh, my God. I'm whispering. Anyway, how many times do you see a newspaper article championing the fact that there's two transgender people and they became a couple and now they're pregnant? The man is pregnant. Guess what? The man isn't pregnant. It's the woman in that relationship that looks like a man that is pregnant. The woman in the relationship that was a man, currently looks like a woman, is the one who had sex with this man-woman and generated the sperm to this man-woman. That man-woman is now pregnant. This is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot deny this. And the fact that we have so many people that say, whoa, she's a woman. No, she's not. You can say you're a woman all you want, but if you were born a woman, guess what? You will die a woman. I hate to tell you, be offended. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. You're going to die a woman. I am going to die a man. If I decide I don't want to be a man at all, men are pigs. I want to be a woman, and I take hormones to grow breasts, to reduce my facial hair, I guess I have a surgery to make me into a female. Hundreds and thousands of years later, when an advanced civilization is on Earth and they bury up my bones, they're going to look and say, oh, this was a male, died at whatever age I die at. You know why? Because biologically, I'm a male. I cannot get around that. My bone structure, My hormones are different. My insides are different. I cannot bear a child. Physically, I cannot bear a child. You cannot put a uterus in me and make me bear a child. This is biology 101. This is what we learn in kindergarten, people. And the Democrats are trying to blur the lines between men and women, and it's working. You have idiot doctors like this moron out there that are saying, well, men, yeah, men can get pregnant. Trans men can get pregnant. Those aren't men. Those aren't men, doctor. Those are not men. Those are women who want to be men. They may be transitioning, but guess what? If they're pregnant, they have a uterus. If you have a uterus, there's only one thing you can be, and that's a woman. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where in the world I do, at 2012, CERN. I'm becoming a firm believer in the theory that in 2012, CERN destroyed the universe we were living in, and it shot us into a new universe, and this universe is a train wreck, an absolute train wreck. I can't make sense of it. Everything I would think, people would say, come on now, that's ridiculous. They're championing. They're like, yeah, that makes sense to me. What? Are you kidding me? But this is the world we live in. How do we make a change? Be active. Be vocal. We have to do what the Democrats do because they do it very, very well. We don't do it well. Listen, I am a firm believer. Right now, this country is split 50-50. But if these conservatives had voices and got their voice out, and I'm not talking politicians, I'm talking people like you and I. I'm doing my part. I go on here for the most part every week, but I go out here. What are you doing? Ask yourself what you are doing to promote common sense to your fellow man. Because if you're not talking about this, if you're not going to people who believe that a trans man is a man, if you are not saying, listen, they're not a man, they want to be a man, they may look like a man, but biologically they're a woman. I have no problem with people who want to transition into men. That's fine. Don't tell me that they're a man. Don't get pissed at me when I call that woman a man or a man a woman. If you look like a man, and trust me, there's a lot of men out there wearing women's clothes and putting makeup on. You don't look like a woman. You look like an idiot. If you're going to do it, go full throttle. Just go do the surgery. Oh, I can't afford it. Then do it on your own time. Don't get pissed at me because I don't know how to address you. I shouldn't have to worry about that. That's not my problem. Your insecurities are not my problem. You're insecure about something. You are not happy in your life about something if you are a man and you want to be a woman or vice versa. Don't lay that blame on me. Don't give me shit because I don't know how to address you. Good Lord, where is this world going? Listen, I'm going to, full disclosure, I don't care if you're straight, if you're gay, if you're trans, if you're queer, if you're whatever. I don't care. But I don't want it thrown down my throat. I don't want it shoved. I don't want to see it every time I turn on the television. I don't want to see Pixar movies of two guys kissing. You know what? That's what turns most of people off. Most people could care less that you're gay or bi or trans or whatever you are. Most people don't care. It's when it's thrown in our face constantly that we are getting tired of it. Simple answer. It's just like racism. You want to eliminate racism? You want to eliminate stereotypes? Stop talking about it. It's a simple solution, but nobody can figure it out except for the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot. All right, everybody, we're gonna end the show right now. It's 40 minutes in, and I've had enough, and I'm hoping to be back next week. I got to be back next week. Next week is the beginning of Paranormal Month on the Paranormal Patriot. So thank you for bearing with me. I hope everybody is enjoying the show. Again, if you have any paranormal encounters, anything you want to talk about, ghostseeker4@charter.net.
And I'm going trick-or-treating. It's getting so damn cold, the rain is turning to sleet, and my bag is empty, so I gotta knock on some more doors. But I'm so damn wet, I'm getting cold right to the core. I walk up to the steps and give the door a couple knocks, and they open it up in my bag, they put a couple rocks. The old lady starts laughing and she asks if I want more, and I say no, and I turn around, she slams the fucking door.